Welcome, listeners, to the Shadows of Mystery podcast. Today, we turn our focus to one of the most widely known and deeply heart-wrenching missing person cases in modern history. This is the story of Madeleine McCann, a case that has gripped the attention of media outlets, drawn the efforts of countless investigators, and sparked discussions and theories that continue to persist to this day. What happened to Madeleine on that fateful evening in 2007? How could a 3-year-old child disappear from a vacation resort without a trace? These questions remain unanswered, though the search for truth endures. Join us as we explore the timeline of the day she disappeared, examine the figures involved, and confront the unresolved questions surrounding this enduring enigma. The story of Madeleine's disappearance is more than a tragic mystery. It is a testament to the resilience of those who refuse to give up hope. Each new lead, no matter how small, reignites the determination of investigators, volunteers, and her loved ones to uncover the truth. This unwavering commitment speaks to the profound belief that justice and answers are still within reach. Through heartbreak and uncertainty, the enduring efforts to find Madeleine remind us of the strength of human compassion and the power of collective resolve. The quest for truth continues, reminding us that even in the darkest moments, hope can guide the way forward. Timeline of events. The disappearance of Madeleine McCann occurred on May 3, 2007, during a family vacation to Praia da Luz, a resort town in the Algarve region of Portugal. Madeleine, along with her twin siblings, was staying with her parents, Kate and Jerry McCann, in an apartment within the Ocean Club complex. The McCann family had chosen this destination for its family-friendly amenities, yet the tranquility of their evening would soon be shattered. On that evening, Kate and Jerry McCann left their three children sleeping in their first-floor apartment as they joined their friends for dinner at a nearby tapas restaurant within the Ocean Club complex. The group, later referred to as the Tapas Seven, regularly rotated checking on the children. Shortly after 10 p.m., Kate McCann returned to the apartment to find an empty bed and an open window. Madeleine was gone. The timeline immediately following her disappearance was chaotic. Local law enforcement, the Policia Judiciaria, was notified, and a search effort began. Residents and tourists around the resort assisted in the search, but no sign of Madeleine was found. Within hours, the media began to swarm, documenting every detail and turning the case into an international story. As days turned into weeks, the case of Madeleine McCann's disappearance gripped the hearts of millions around the globe. The complex investigation faced numerous challenges, from language barriers to jurisdictional restrictions, and even growing criticism of how the initial search was handled. Yet, amidst the uncertainty, the McCann family clung to hope, rallying support and urging the world not to forget their little girl. Their persistence inspired people to come forward with information, leads, and tips, though none conclusively led to Madeleine's whereabouts. Over the months and years, the search for Madeleine became a symbol of resilience and the enduring hope that justice could prevail. Organizations, volunteers, and governments joined the effort, reinforcing what could be achieved through collective determination. While her disappearance remains a heartbreaking mystery, it also reminds us of the power of unwavering belief in the face of unimaginable loss. Even today, Madeleine's story continues to motivate conversations about child safety and international cooperation in solving crimes, ensuring her legacy is one of lasting hope and change. Key suspects. Over the years, dozens of suspects would emerge, with some briefly holding the focus of the investigation. Early suspicion fell on Kate and Jerry McCann themselves. The couple faced allegations regarding their potential involvement, largely fueled by inconsistencies that investigators claimed existed in their statements, as well as evidence like the cadaver-sniffing dog's reactions. However, Kate and Jerry McCann have consistently maintained their innocence. Many experts have dismissed the suspicions against them, and both remain committed to finding their daughter. Attention later shifted to Robert Murat, a British-Portuguese resident living near the Ocean Club. Murat was named an arguido, or formal suspect, early in the investigation. However, insufficient evidence prevented any charges from being filed. Years passed without major developments until 2020, when German authorities identified Christian Brückner, a convicted criminal, as a central person of interest. They alleged that Brückner, known for his violent and sexual offenses, was in Praia da Luz at the time of Madeline's disappearance. Yet to this day, no charges have been brought against him in connection with the case. Beyond this, numerous other suspects have emerged, including transient individuals and notorious criminals. Despite the many leads, no definitive link to Madeline's disappearance has been established. The case has also brought attention to the challenges of international cooperation in missing child investigations. With multiple jurisdictions involved, including Portuguese, British, and German authorities, the process has faced delays, miscommunication, and conflicting priorities. Despite these hurdles, the collaboration between law enforcement agencies has continued, driven by the shared goal of uncovering the truth and providing closure to Madeline's family. For many, Madeline's story is a heartbreaking reminder of the vulnerability of children and the importance of vigilance. It has also spurred worldwide efforts to improve child safety measures and raise awareness about missing children. Awareness campaigns, advancements in technology such as age progression imagery, and global databases have been established to provide hope for families enduring the agony of such loss. Though Madeline's fate remains uncertain, her story continues to inspire resilience and determination in the quest for justice. Lingering questions. Nearly two decades later, the case of Madeline McCann is riddled with unanswered questions, leaving investigators and the public alike to grapple with what is known versus what is suspected. How could a highly visible location and a well-lit vacation complex allow for the abduction of a child without any eyewitness identification that has led to answers? There were conflicting reports from the night of her disappearance. Certain witnesses recalled seeing suspicious behavior from strangers in the area, but their identities and intentions remain unclear. The handling of the case by local authorities in its critical early stages has also raised queries. Was the scene sufficiently preserved, or were key pieces of evidence contaminated? Did cultural and linguistic barriers between Portuguese law enforcement and British investigators hinder progress? The media coverage of the case has likewise polarized public opinion. While it brought global attention and resources to assist in the search efforts, it also created misinformation, sensationalism, and scrutiny that might have distracted from the investigation itself. Closing. The case serves as a poignant reminder of the importance of resilience and hope in the face of uncertainty. For many, it is a story that fuels their belief in the strength of community and global solidarity. People from all walks of life came together, defying borders and language barriers, united by a shared determination to find answers and seek justice. It demonstrates how compassion and collective effort can spark action even in the most challenging circumstances. At its core, this story amplifies the critical need for progress in international collaboration on missing persons cases. It is a call to action for stronger frameworks, improved cross-border communication, and enhanced resources dedicated to such investigations. Though progress may be slow, every step forward is a testament to the enduring potential for humanity to overcome challenges together. The story of Madeline McCann is one of heartache, uncertainty, and enduring hope. It represents a cautionary tale about the fragility of safety and the limitations of even the most high-profile investigations. For Madeline's family, it is a painful reminder of an absence that remains as palpable today as it was 17 years ago. The public's interest in her disappearance may have waxed and waned over the years, but her story persists, a symbol of the unresolved and of the unanswered. Ongoing efforts to uncover the truth demonstrate the power of unwavering determination, with millions of dollars in resources continuing to fund searches and reinvestigations. Madeline McCann remains a missing child, and the possibility of finding her alive, though dwindling, sustains the efforts of those committed to her return. What does Madeline's case tell us about the nature of justice, the complexities of international investigation, and the vulnerabilities of our shared humanity? These are questions that linger in the shadows, awaiting answers that may never fully come. If you wish to explore the case further, There are numerous articles and documentaries that uncover new perspectives, vital details, and thoughtful analyses. Thank you for joining us on this solemn episode of Shadows of Mystery. Until the next mystery calls, may we all remain curious and compassionate in the face of the unknown.